Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Good to see you. Welcome specifically to episode 109 for Thursday, June 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021, a year that shall likely go down in infamy. It feels like all the years are infamous. What is that infamy? There's famous. Does it mean the same thing, infamy and fame? Infamous, that would mean like nothing happened. It sounds like infamous. Infamy, whatever. I think it's going to be an infamous year. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're not even halfway through this deal, right? Let's see, July is the seventh month. We're not even halfway through, I suppose. I better not get on my soapbox yet. But anyway, good morning, happy Thursday. I hope everyone's week is going well. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are going good. The weekend is coming up. I'm kind of excited. I don't really know why. What am I doing this weekend? I have no idea what I'm doing this weekend. Surely it's something. And I probably even have something scheduled, but I just can't remember. I have to talk to my handlers a lot. These days, they have to remind me so much. They're really like supplemental brain, the money pennies are. It's getting disgusting. And I'm a helpless individual. Anyway, I guess the bottom line is I'm getting old. Maybe that's what it is. And that's a good segue into what I want to talk about today. Now, I was sitting here. So first of all, the domino effect of my morning, and how did we get at the topic I want to talk about today? It goes something like this. I finally started brewing my own coffee again this morning. Bam. This is an old trusty Starbucks, stainless steel travel mug, I think they call these things. I remember when this first came out. By the way, Spotify listeners, there's video here, so I'm sorry you're missing out on what I'm doing. But do you guys remember when travel coffee mugs used to have handles all the time? I remember when I got this, I thought, what the hell? This doesn't make sense. There's no handle. I think this was a gift to me. And lo and behold, that was, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. I use the thing all the time, especially now that I'm back to brewing my own Joe. Anyway, so brewing my own coffee. Okay, that's the first domino of the morning. Well, what that did is that saved me time from going to the Dunkin' Donuts, right? That saved me, I don't know, maybe a half hour all told there and back and all that stuff. And, okay, good point. Yeah, Tank makes a very good point. The handles never fit in the cup holders. You're correct, sir. I bet that's exactly why they did that. I'm so self-centered, and I'm so the center of my own universe that I just don't even think through things like that. I just see a change in my environment, and I get shitty about it. And I complain, which is what I'm going to do a little bit this morning, by the way. Just a little warning. But, okay, so I saved myself some time. So I was sitting around here sipping coffee, and I had just a little more time to dink around. And I was about 10 minutes before the show, I was dinking around Twitter, and I saw a tweet, I guess, is that what you call it? A twit from Netflix telling me about this show, this Sexy Beast show. Now, what I realized, one of the things that occurred to me, I don't know if you guys have heard about this damn thing yet, but if you're like me, somehow magically through the ether of social media and however the hell this shit works now, When I looked at Twitter and saw Sexy Beast and they showed me this dystopian shit of people dressed up like creatures going on blind dates. Talk about a blind date. These people are so souped up on makeup and movie prosthetics and shit. You still can't see what the hell they look like. I'm sure there's going to be a spinoff. There's going to be weddings just based on these crazy fucking people that decide, I love this person. I know she's dressed like one of the musicians from that first Star Wars movie. One of those aliens, you know, where Han Solo has to blow away the fucking green gecko guy. I'm sure on this Sexy Beast show on Netflix, there's going to be a great... They're going to do all the Star Wars characters, I'll bet. Of course, probably freaking Disney, I'm sure, owns Netflix. Who knows? I don't know how it all works. And by the way, my rant today is going to be a little sketchy because I don't really watch television. I'm not a consumer of this stuff. I see that it exists through, again, this way they're marketing to us. They make sure somehow... If you're connected to the internet, they make sure you're aware of crazy-ass dystopian television like this Sexy Beast show on Netflix. But so the first thing I noticed when I saw this tweet this morning of this Sexy Beast shit is I noticed, my God, I've seen that like five, six times in the last day and a half. It's the first thing I noticed. And then the second thing I noticed was just my soul died just a little bit more witnessing what the overlords are putting on television. And I'm at a point now, if anyone has no idea what I'm talking about, and you, I tweeted it this morning, I retweeted, whatever the hell you call it, on my Twitter account, which is, I think it's at Chicago Tony. If you want to go look, you know, and I must admit, tremendous makeup jobs, very well done. Clearly they have, you know, some real professional, the thing looks great. The premise scares the hell out of me. What are we doing? What are they doing? This is not we. And bless you, Chief Afa says, I've never seen this. Chief Afa, you're the person that gives me hope that not everyone is just steeped in this one way, you know, this one way media current. There's an ominous trail. Again, I'm going to be sketchy and probably sound silly, maybe even stupid, maybe ill-informed. Because I don't watch any of this stuff. Because I'm trying to cling to whatever last vestiges of my soul and my character and of the past, of my upbringing. Today's going to be a rant, people. I'm sorry. So I'm going to say, I think there's an ominous continuity toward this type of thing. The first thing I recall seeing is this furry thing. Furry, please, Chief Afa, please don't look any of this up. All right? You're going to have to just maybe coast and just sing a song to yourself. Write a couple of pages of your play as I bring up all this horrific, these cultural, what would I call them? These cultural grenades that have been inserted into our culture. This furry thing is one of those things. I don't want to get too graphic, but let's just say it's my understanding from I think what's been explained to me when I first noticed it, it's people get together dressed up as I don't know, My Little Pony and a Chief Alpha says, I think they count on people not turning away so they can sell their stuff. You know, I'm beyond that now. I don't think this is about selling things. I don't think this is about getting eyeballs to sell things. I think we're way beyond that. I think this is, I like my cultural grenade. I think they're up to something. I just refuse to believe. I refuse to believe that someone said, ah, well, you know what there's a market for. There's a market, what people, what adults, what adults want. What they're lacking is the ability to go to parties dressed up as My Little Pony and unicorns and furry animals. I just can't get myself, I don't think that you can let people be people, and I don't think that that market will emerge naturally. Nefarious, that's the word I'm looking for, nefarious, all right? And then this, what's this singer show? This headless or a secret singer where whatever, it's supposedly a celebrity, but they're dressed up in some sort of horse shit over their head so you can't tell who it is. Masked Singer, is that what it's called? Cultural potholes, that's a great term, Tank. That bend the axles of normalcy. Tank, very prophetic. Very well said. Very well said. Now, I'm pushing a little harder. Cultural grenades. I like that. Cultural potholes that bend the axles. That's it. Metal Lord, you watch this stuff? You say it's fascinating and it confirms I'm not one of them. Chief Alpha says, that's why I'm naive. I'm behind the curve, but I still have my skillet. Yes, Georgie, the Masked Singer. That's the one. Okay, that's the type of show that's in this. It's in this ominous direction where they're pointing the ship. You know, these big ships, if you ever seen them turn, it takes a little while to really get them. But inch by inch, it feels like the overlords are driving this thing into a horrifying corner of existence. What is happening? This sexy beast show, who in the hell, what sort of... at what Eyes Wide Shut party was this suggested? I would love to be a fly on the wall at the business meeting, right? Where they're just explaining. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do now. This Disney movie, this thing where, and again, here's where I'm really going to sound stupid. Someone please help me. But this Disney movie where the people are also lizards or amphibians, whatever the hell, they're like lizards half the time. Or if they're people, but then if they get wet, they turn into lizards. Are they trying to scramble people's brains? Is that what this show is about? Because I saw a little bit of that Disney thing. I don't know if it was a commercial or what, but I could see how it would be very confusing. It would scramble people's ability to identify as something like I'm a human. Well, if you watch that, all the human beings, they get a little rained on and then there's some sort of sea creature. It's fucking weird, people. Excuse my French. Tank says, I don't watch any of these shows. Bless you, brother. Now, I must say, I can't fault people that watch this. I mean, you know, whatever. It's entertainment. I get it. They're very, very good at what they do. I'm just kind of sitting here thinking, why? What the hell's going on? What are they up to? I think this thing about going back to the furry thing, that's another one that scrambles this idea of what's a human being and what's not. What are you? Are you a human being or are you Fozzie the Bear? Is it Fozzie the Bear or Fozzie Bear? I can never remember. I always get tripped up. Bless you, Georgie. You're right. You're absolutely right. Georgie says, I really can't judge anyone for their personal interaction preferences being a complete hermit. Yeah, I get it. I totally. Yeah. I'm just wondering about what are they up to? Why are they doing this? I can't believe this happens naturally in nature. It's Fozzie Bear. Hey, Tank. All right, Fozzie Bear. It's not Fozzie the Bear. Fozzie Bear. Kermit the Frog. Is it Kermit Frog? No, it's Kermit the Frog, but it's Fozzie Bear. I bet Kermit must have been created first, and then they got more efficient with their lingo later. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. So, yeah, for me, this isn't a show that I'm going to be watching. Or who knows? Maybe I should just give in. Maybe I should give up. Give in. Sexy Beast. I saw just in their commercials. You can still, I mean, they're scrambling the brains and whatever, and people don't look like people, but you can still see cleavage and stuff. So I guess maybe we are still people. Maybe there's no change in certain things and how we tick. I certainly hope so. Let me get my disclaimer out of the way. Everyone, I'm a crazy person on the internet. Please don't believe a single word I say. That it would work out better for me, you, them, everybody. Everybody. If we just proceed that way. Also, if you're listening via a podcast, in other words, you're not up early drinking coffee with us, that's great. I don't know why it tickles me so much, but I love it that people listen to the podcast. I want to explain what you're listening to if you're new. I'm live streaming on Reddit right now. It's 7:16 and 52 seconds in the AM Eastern Daylight Time, I think is what Georgie told me is what it's really called. I always say Eastern Standard Time. Anyway, I do it this way so I can interact with everyone. I've already kind of been alluding to people in the comments section. This makes our show our show. I don't know why. Don't know how we ever got started doing it, but thank God, because it's tons of fun. We all love each other. So henceforth, you're going to hear me interacting with all the pepperonis in the comments section. That's what we do every day. We got to go to the podium finish. In her rightful position is the Team Penske of the pepperonis. She's beautiful inside and out. She's lovely. She's a hermit. She does not blame people for watching weird-ass TV like Sexy Beast and all the other crazy shit that's up there. It's Georgie Girl. Good morning, Georgie Girl. Just a small town girl. In the silver medal position, he's solid. He's a safety net for me as well. And he is the Chicago Tank. Good morning, Chicago Tank. Good to see you, my friend. It's always good. You know, since we switched over to distance socializing, we've seen Tank reemerge. It's been a beautiful thing. It's been lovely. Let's see. We have to go down a ways to get our bronze medal finisher. That is Meltlord44. Congratulations, Meltlord44. Meltlord's comment is he was talking about the coffee mugs with no handle. The reason I'm so comfortable doing this show is it's naturally schizophrenic. Have you guys noticed that? It's naturally schizophrenic. And I think that fits with my brain very nicely. It just jumps back and forth in time, topic to topic. And unfortunately, that might be kind of how I'm wired. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Chief Fafa, I want to let you know, first of all, we'll say good morning to Chief Fafa. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. You know, it was funny. I'll just share with you. I had this thought this morning. I kind of noticed this trend. Now, it might not be real. This might just be in my brain. Because, again, this is always a bucking bronco as I do this. But it occurred to me this morning, before the show started, I thought, it seems like Chief Fafa's been hopping on a little late, or like when you're in, it's not necessarily right at the beginning. And I was going to rant on that, and here you are just in the mix early on. Although we're 20 minutes in, but I've seen you in the comment section. Anyway, it's always good to see you, Darren. We know it's going to be a fun show when you're part of it, Chief Alpha. Interesting. Okay. There's lots going on. Oh, Chief Alpha says, I always have so much trouble getting on. What am I doing wrong? I go to distance socializing and wait and then get back to Libinator and wait. I get on by accident, it seems, and am I just out to lunch? Chief Alpha, let me just put out there. Now, this might be for you, this might not be for you. But if you would care to move in and just I could open up, we could have the Chief Alpha wing, no problem. And you could just sit here beside me. We could do it that way, or it seems like Georgie maybe just gave some technical advice. But just mull it over. I'm sure your husband might have a problem with that. But I'm sorry you're having trouble getting in. That's too bad. Chicago Tony, where's the pepperoni? Light Morningstar, welcome to the show. Good to see you. MeltLord44 says, the variety in human psychology is the culprit. The 90-day show features disaster relationships, and it pleases me when I'm stoned. Oh, goodness. Oh, good morning, Amber. Good to see you. Yeah. So Georgie, you love the Masked Singer, huh? You know, see, again, I tried to say it before, and I'll say it again. I have nothing to stand upon because I've put it out in front. I don't really watch any of this stuff, so I don't know what I'm talking about. It could be tremendous. It could be fabulous. It sounds like maybe it is. The Masked Singer. Georgie says it would be so amazing if we could all sit around a table and have an actual in-person conversation. I know. Wouldn't that be something? You know what I should do? I should just build a resort, right? Didn't the Kellogg guy do that? The guy that created Kellogg cereal? I think he created a resort. He was real into health, if I remember correctly. And, he created a resort. If I'm not mistaken, breakfast cereal was really first created for prison inmates. And then they decided, oh, what the hell? We have disdain for all people. Let's sell it to everybody. Here's some Frosted Flakes. Enjoy. I'm on a soapbox today. Have you guys noticed? Maybe that's no different from other days. I work for the Department of Redundancy Department, says Chief Alpha. Tank, you're absolutely right. You know, we talked about a Zoom thing. As a matter of fact, gosh darn it. I'm going to follow up on email with everyone, but let's just say, what is today? Thursday? Let's do a Saturday evening. Okay, this Saturday evening. All right? 7, 8, something like that. Does that work for everyone? Saturday evening. And you know what I'll do? I wonder if I can actually pull this off. I think I'll make myself go to the office, which I haven't. Good Lord, I've done so many shows from Studio B now. I think I'll make myself go to the office. But yeah, thank you for the reminder, Tank. I've been thinking about that because that's something I really want to do. Georgie says, I really don't care about the celebrities. I don't even know who half of them are, but those costumes are insane. Yeah. Amber Glow, talking about getting together, right? She says, like the old guys that have coffee at the McDonald's in the morning just to chat. Always love when I stumbled upon that at different places. So true. So true, Amber. I aspire to be one of those people. That's really my Wednesday morning meetings are kind of like that. We're not at McDonald's, but it's two old dudes or aging dudes, whatever. Sit around and shoot the shit. It's lovely. It's lovely. Yeah, I want to do more of that. Meltlord says, a good friend of mine once told me that cereal is human dog food. Yeah, I think there's a chance that they're not really trying to nourish us. There's some other agenda going on with the cereal. I think Apple Jacks and Honeycomb, and I'll tell you when they jumped the shark, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's when I heard about Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which of course I had to purchase immediately. And what I do with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I crunch it up, right? And I put it in a little spoon, and then I put a flame under the spoon, right? And it liquefies everything, and then I just shoot it in my veins. That's what I do with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And also Golden Grahams, too. Anyway, how did I get? Oh, yeah. When they came out with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that's where I started to think. I think they might have disdain for us. They might not be. They kept showing us. Remember how they used to always do the commercials? Okay. They'd show you the horse shit cereal, whatever it is. Here's Fruit Loops. And then they would be like, yeah, this plus orange juice plus, an apple and sliced banana is part of a nutritious breakfast. It's because of all the other shit that they just slipped in there right at the end. Yeah, eat our Frankenfood, but then also have some orange juice, have an apple, have a couple slices of bacon, maybe some eggs. It's part of a nutritious breakfast. But when they did Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I just decided that's it. They have revealed themselves. They jumped the nefarious shark, Chief Alpha. That's right. That is a great term, isn't it? I wonder if they knew. Don't you? So that comes from an old Happy Days episode, right? And I remember watching the episode where the Arthur Fonzarelli, jumps a shark. My recollection was that it was in the parking lot of Al's, right? But I think there's a chance that it was at that. Did he jump it in Vegas like Evel Knievel did? Or was it like a shark tank in Al's parking lot? But when they were making that, I wonder if they knew it was going to be part of culture, this term, jumping the shark. We got Fozzie and Fonzie in one episode, says Tank. That is so true. What are the chances? Oh, my gosh. Oh, good morning, Mammy. Good to see you. Oh, and Chief Alpha has a question for you, Mammy. Interesting. Amber Glow, Tony, what brings you joy? Oh, man. Oh, that is a good question, Amber. That's a deep question. Well, doing this show brings me joy. Also, I just, kids crack me up. I get such a kick out of, kids. And my whole life, but certainly my whole adult life, I've always been like the fun uncle, right? The fun neighbor. So like the kids in my neighborhood, they all crack me up. They come by to say hi. They're always trying to drag me to a wiffle ball game. That's really fun. I like conversation. I'm a person that I have a few very good friends. I don't think of myself as having a lot of super, super good friends. I have a few really, really good friends. I don't know if that's normal or not, but any time spent with friends, learning, reading, I like that. And this new thing, I've gotten back to playing piano, which is, I'm really pleased about that, because I just didn't do that for years. I'm really pleased. Thank you for the very thought-provoking question, Amber. Thank you, thank you. You know, that reminds me, speaking of playing piano, something very weird happened this morning. This has not happened to me, I'll bet, in, well, decades. I woke up with a new song in my head. And it's like, I have to go to the piano and just sort of work this out. It's like, that hasn't happened in a long, 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 long time. That was kind of interesting. That used to be just a normal part of my, you know, it would, a song would just come to me, and then I would just have to go to an instrument so I could hear it in reality. I could hear it in my head, and then I wanted to go hear it in reality. Well, that happened this morning. That was really fun. It's a very robust comment section this morning. Chicago Tank, me getting unbanned, bringing the Don joy. Absolutely. Oh, we were, you know, the pepperonis are international. That is so fascinating to me. I got a message in Reddit yesterday from a Australian bloke. Of course, we've got Mammy Mama's Irish, right? You're in Dublin. Very interesting. Let's see how we're doing on time. 31 minutes. Holy camoly. We are multitasking, Tony. Chatting here and listening to your beautiful voice. Thank you, Mammy. Trust me, I'm multitasking too. This is interesting. Why do I not recognize this song? This is fascinating. I think because we've jumped the shark. Whatever, I'm just going to let it go. Yeah. Bucking Bronco, everybody. Let's go to the mailbag, see what's up. Let us see what's going on. Okay, first letter. By the way, if anyone wants to send a letter in, send it, email it to ChicagoTonyV, like Valium, at gmail.com. That's what you do. That's what you do. It's super fun. Okay, first letter. Hey, Tony V, one of the things I've been waiting to do is take a good old road trip. Road trip! I finally feel comfortable to do so. I'd love to hear any recommendations or stories you have about any cherished road trips you have had in the past. Love the show. This is from, Ferdinand. Ferdinand J. That's a unique name, Ferdinand. Wasn't it Franz Ferdinand that World War I was about? Someone offed Franz Ferdinand and the entire globe decided, we're going to shoot some people because of this. Anyway, let's see. Road trip. Yeah, good for you. Good. I'm glad you're feeling comfortable. Yeah, we gotta get our lives back, I think. You know? Road trip. Do I have any good road trip? I'll tell you, it's something I've always wanted to do. And by gosh, one of these days I'm going to do it. Route 66. I want to drive the whole Route 66. I wonder how long that would take to do it comfortably. And I also wonder what vehicle I should take. I could do it in the Bambalance. That would be probably lap of luxury. Hopefully all my zombie apocalypse modifications will be done. It'll be solar powered. It'll have bathroom services installed. I've been working on that too. That'd be a comfy way to go. At 10 miles a gallon and with diesel the price that it's at, that would be an expensive trip. It would be fun though. Or I could take the Prius. But yeah, Route 66 is one I've wanted to do. Now, let me think of actual road trips. I mean, when we were kids, I mentioned the other day when we lived, when Bette Midler lived behind us, right? Those days, that was in Connecticut. I took a trip with my little brother, who knows? He might be listening right now. We drove. We would have been teenagers, I guess. I mean, obviously old enough to drive. And we drove back to Chicago to go, you know, see all our friends and stuff. We grew up in Chicago. That was a super fun trip. I remember we pulled into like a rest area and just slept in the parking spot, you know. But it was just fun. It was fun. Silly, stupid stuff like that. I feel like we also stayed in a Red Roof Inn or something like that. But road trips are tremendous. They're just tremendous. I have very fond memories of when I was a kid. For several years in a row, we would drive down to Florida, like sort of around the Daytona area. And the drives to and from, in my mind, are almost just as fun and just as epic as actually staying down in Florida. We would stay down there, you know, a week or so. So it was really fun, but that's great. Write back to tell me what you decided. Really, everyone should take a road trip. It's good for the soul. Chifafa says, Antonio, my ringtone is the Route 66 theme song. Tremendous, tremendous. Mammy Mama says, the traveler women all look fabulous over here. Like most of the younger ladies are beautiful and healthy looking. Not sure why, but they just aren't overweight. Diet? I don't know. Good God, if you ever figure that out, let me know immediately. I want to look like a healthy traveler woman. Yeah, I would take so many pictures. I would keep a diary of that whole Route 66 experience. Chief Alpha says, yes, I don't want to answer the phone. Just listen to it. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's see what else is in the mailbag here. Next letter. Dear Tony, do you think people are trending smarter over time, like from generation to generation? It seems to me that today's kids are vastly smarter than their grandparents and certainly their great-grandparents. I marvel at how my 8-year-old can navigate a computer with absolute ease, whereas my mother seems completely confused by computers. I see it as survival of the fittest playing out right before our eyes. What is your take? This is from Trent L. No. Trent, thank you for your letter, sir. And I appreciate your exuberance. You seem like an optimistic person to me. And maybe my retort is going to reveal that I might slant on the pessimistic side. I don't think you can put a kid in front of a computer and then a granny in front of a computer. And I don't think you can make determinations about the intelligence level there. This is this is all the kid's ever known, right? And they have very fresh synapses. And they got nothing better to do. And they're on the computer are addictive. Take your pick. Video games, videos, whatever. Whereas your mother remembers the time when all that shit didn't exist. And she remembers that life was probably pretty good. It was simpler. It was not so bad. So, if we ever, you know, you can run an experiment. If you really want to test the relative intelligence of your child and your mother, run this little experiment, okay? Go to your, have them both in the house, all right? And go to your circuit breaker and shut off the power, all right? And leave it that way for about 4 or 5 days. All right, Trent, I'm going to bet on your mother. I'm betting on your mother. That's what I'm saying. Book smart, yes. Common sense, no, says Tank. Right. Oh, Georgie had a good college road trip. There's nothing like a road trip, people. It's tremendous. It's fabulous. This music is... it's cracking me up. I feel like I'm going to be in a... right now, like I'm going to be in an episode of Knight Rider. Remember that show? Preach, Tony. Preach. It was wonderful. And then adulthood kicked in. Yeah. Then Georgie just, Tony is now advocating for experimenting on humans. No, no. Well, am I experimenting on humans? I'm just saying, shut off the power and see what happens. Now, your child is going to be fine because your mother will save the child because she's going to be the only person that knows what the hell to do. All right? Oh my gosh. Yeah. I do think this Trent is an optimist, but you can't look like a... computers are like a... it's just a cultural thing, and it's a young person's game. It just is. Anyway, okay, next letter. Let's see what we got. How are we doing on time? 41 minutes. All right, dear Chicago Tony, I'm taking my girlfriend on a weekender to Chicago this coming Friday. I'd love to take her to a nice restaurant. I can't do something the uber rich would do, but I'd like to take her to a high-end place. What do you suggest? Thank you, Don Tony. This is from Jerry B. Well, Jerry, that's terrific. Hold on, VIP text. Hold on, people. Right in the middle of the show. You know, what is this, 109th show? I've never had to send a text during the show. So I apologize. But also, I think maybe this shows how comfortable I am. Or how few shits I give. I don't know. There's my VIP text. Okay, what the hell was going on? All right, I had a question. Taking my girlfriend on a weekender to Chicago. Okay, so you can't take her to a place where the uber rich, right? Okay. So you can't go eat where me and Oprah used to, you know, we used to go lunch together and that sort of thing. Just kidding. But you want to take her to a high-end place. I'm just going to give you my personal favorite. Now, this is because I found a dish that I loved. Okay, so my favorite, if I was taking a lady back there today, I'd take her to Carson's. Carson's, I think technically it's called Carson's Ribs, maybe. But what I would get, they have these just tremendous pork chops. Tremendous, but Carson's is it's nice tablecloth, white tablecloth, you know, that sort of vibe. It's nice, but it's not going to totally break the bank. And good food, good ambiance. That's what I would do, Carson's. Yeah. But God love you. Have fun. Enjoy. Post pictures to our subreddit. Now we're talking about cursive in the comments section. There's definitely, you guys, the comment section is the real show. I'm just the distraction. What the hell's happening now with the music? Now I have a song called Brontosaurus. Jesus. I don't know how well you guys can hear this. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. This is the kind of just soulless, you know, filler music. It's just, it has no soul. And it's like, we got to name it something. Well, fuck. What did they do? Just open a dictionary and they open it up to Brontosaurus? I don't know. I'm very snarky today. I'm sorry. You guys are talking about handwriting in the comments section. Chief Op is trying to reassure me. We still love you, Tony. But I can't not notice that there's a robust conversation that really has nothing to do with anything I'm talking about. Oh my gosh. Hilarious. Okay. So I feel good about that answer. I feel good about that answer. Okay, next. Do I have another letter? Let's see. Here's one. Okay. Dear Tony, I don't know about you, but I found that people are generally down in the dumps these days. Understandable, but it's getting to me a bit. I'd like to challenge you to a little mental exercise. Oh, this sounds interesting. Can you come up with 3 silver linings that the pandemic has brought you? I surmise that all people could come up with at least a few positives when pressed in this way. Thank you for your great show. This is from Alice in Newport, Indiana. I've never heard of Newport, Indiana. I wonder where that is. Jesus, this music is cracking me up. 3 silver linings to the pandemic. Well, I'd have to say one is the Chicago Tony V show, because I don't think this would have happened at all. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have happened at all. Because I had a pretty fun life before lockdown. It's pretty fun. And I don't think I would have been gotten quite as lonely and desperate for some sort of interaction. I don't think that would have happened. Yeah, this music is so ridiculous. But or I don't know, maybe it's enjoyable. It's nice to have something different, I'll say that. I don't know. Silver lining. So what we're doing right now, that's a big silver lining. And hell, that's part of my Monday through Friday daily life. So that's tremendous. That's tremendous. Another silver lining. Well, I guess as an extension of this show, I think it also really relates to for me personally, I picked up playing an instrument again, which is has been very enjoyable. Yeah, so like Tank is saying, says hobbies, house beautification, and more time with pets. Yeah, tremendous. Georgie says, I learned to have gratitude for small things. More Scrabble with Danny Boy. I love that Georgie and Danny play Scrabble. I think that's so cool. That says so much about, two people in a relationship. It really does. Chief Alpha says, my sweetheart and I have enjoyed grilling out and laughing a lot together too. I've gone on many walks and enjoyed nature. I've cleaned lots of grout. Oh my gosh. Tank says, I think this opened up opportunities for businesses to reach consumers more effectively. Yeah. Yep. See you later, Mammy. Thanks for being part of the show today. Okay, so the show, playing piano, and yeah, like you said, I spent a lot more time with Dolly Dingo, I'll tell you that. Dolly, I've been thinking about, she has this hurt knee. I'm trying to decide, do I bring it to the farm? I haven't brought her to the farm yet this season, which she loves. She wants to kill chickens. She wants to kill any livestock she can. So far, she's had sense not to try and kill a horse. I'm proud of her for that. But now I trained her. We shock collared her out of killing chickens last season. I want to see if it sticks. this season. But I don't know about her knee. It's going to be a game time decision. Game time decision. I think I'm going to do it, but I'm just not sure. Yeah, so I'll save more time with Dolly Dingo. That would be a third silver lining. But I like the spirit of your question, Alice, from Newport, Indiana. And you make a very good point, which is, I think nothing is all bad or all good. I don't think that's the way the universe works. Have you asked her vet about taking her to the farm? No. Why is everyone always trying to get dudes to consult doctors? Am I right? I think Tank might back me up on this one. Maybe she needs puppy physical therapy. I mean, I've taken her to the vet about the knee, and they say she might need surgery. And they basically said no activity, no joy for a long time. And that's been her. She has been no activity. It's driving her nuts. Gratitude is where it's at. That's right, Chief Fafa. Yeah, yeah. Count your blessings. Isn't that what they say? Count your blessings. Self-aid and buddy care always. I knew Tank would back me up. Let's see. Oh, hello, Mennonites. Good morning, Toby, Tony, whatever. I'll answer anything close. Did she tear her ACL? No, she dislocated her knee. Which I didn't know that's something dogs could do, but that's what she did. That's what she did. Let's see, next letter here. Looks like last letter. Dear Chicago Tony, are you a tattoo guy? If so, will you post some pics to the subreddit? Love the show. This is from Dan D. I don't have any tattoos of any kind. And it's really, I think, because of low self-esteem. That's why it is. Now, I love the idea of tattoos. I have tons of friends with cool tattoos. All right, Tanks, get on the subreddit, Chicago Tony V subreddit, and look at Tank's tattoos. Fabulous. Georgie has tattoos. I have some friends with some beautiful, awesome tattoos. Here's my thing. I think of myself as an aging person who's just going to continue to melt like a candle. Now, my dear mother melted like a candle. Over the course of her life, she is still melting. She's just turned 80. And so that put this idea in my mind that helped me to understand, oh my gosh, people sag, things change over time. And so I just always, I mean, tattoos have always been, it's a cool idea to me. But this thing of I'm going to melt, that's always been in my mind. And then I say, then will I look silly? It really just comes, for me, it just comes out of poor self-esteem, I think. And the glass is half empty a little bit. You know? Yeah, Tank says they're way addicting. Way addicting. I've heard that. And I guess I've seen that play out. Like this lady who used to cut my hair, I'm sure I could still find her, but she essentially disappeared. She kind of stopped taking. She was very traumatized by this flu thing that went around. Very, very traumatized. I remember toward the end, you'd go to her place and like everything was covered in plastic. It was like a. It was just a very, very dystopian feel. She was clearly very, very worried. And I think she finally just stopped cutting hair. But she's a beautiful, beautiful girl. And she was I'm not going to say totally covered, but oh my gosh, she had lots and lots of tattoos. And I think, yeah, it was addictive. Like, she just kind of couldn't stop. Now, you know, she had a lot of fun with it. Georgie says, yeah, my very first tattoo is way distorted now because of aging. I'm sorry, Georgie. Oh, Tank got his first one when he was 16 years old. Very nice. Very nice. Georgie got her first at 17. Tank and Georgie might be two peas in a pod. It was done by a lady in the parlor of her house. Drive up to a house in the woods with a giant Confederate flag in the window. Oh, what a picture. What a picture. You know, when the zombie apocalypse comes, that's how I intend to live my life. I'm only going to be going over to places with, like, people that live in the woods, Confederate flags laying around, and weapons, lots of weapons around. Funny business. What a picture, Georgie. That's amazing. That's amazing. 7:56. 4 minutes left. There's some very groovy music. It's interesting. I kind of like it. I like the change up. Wi-Fi for Life says hello. Hello back. Good morning. Georgie, you're going to post a pic of your melting tat and put it on the subreddit? It's exciting. So you guys, seriously, I'm going to do that Zoom thing, and I'm going to be emailing out. Let's plan on Saturday evening, okay? I hope everyone can make it. Via a little VIP. Bruce the Meatball says, Tony, have you completed the 100 yet? Yeah, we're in episode 109. Is that what you're asking about? 100th episode, Bruce? Yeah, 100. We're in episode 109. It's really lovely. The episode, you ought to go get the podcast, search on the Chicago Tony V show, and listen to episode 100. The pepperonis just kept calling me and saying nice things to me. They kind of surprised me that way. It was Chief Afa's idea. It was really lovely. You're not going to show the melting one, eh, Georgie? Well, where's the fun in that? And Bruce, by the way, I noticed that you asked that question yesterday, and I apologize for missing it during the show. So we got it today. Nobody needs to see that shit, says Georgie. Well, Georgie, it would make my point, the point that I made. It would make the point for me. Has anyone noticed the new lighting behind me? Or it's a little different? It's a little more... Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for the congratulations. Yeah, I'm really proud of 109 episodes. Like, who knew that I had the ability to turn on Reddit and just run my trap into a camera morning after morning? Who knew? I don't think I could do it. I don't want to try. I don't want to test out can I do it or can I not without people in the... without people in the thing. In the live stream. I wouldn't want to just talk. I like interacting with all you guys. Let's see. You want me to talk about wasps? You know, I've been stung by bees. Twice in the last few years. There are these like, carpenter bees. I've got spruce siding or something all over the house, and they like to drill in there and make homes, and then I try and deal with them and they come out and sting me. It's not fun. Chief Afa asks, what's on the agenda today, Tone? Well, today I am actually not going to the farm today. at least to my knowledge. There's sometimes, you know, they do a good job of letting me know, is this a farm day or not? And sometimes the schedule changes up. I kind of feel like I might even be there, who knows, both days over the weekend maybe, but probably surely tomorrow. So Thursday is normally a farm day, but it's not today. So today I think I'm going to work on this song that I woke up with. I was playing it before the show. Because like I said, I like to, when I have a song in my head, I like to go to an instrument and then play it. I like to listen to it in reality instead of just in my head. I'll probably work on that a little bit, polish it. I'll probably play a lot of piano today. I'm gonna give Dolly a lot of love today. I think she's been bummed out because of this knee injury. She's all worried about her draft stock. She hurt her knee and she just dipped in the draft real big. She's bummed about it. Tank says, even when I was in Reddit jail, I was still listening. Yeah, I'm glad about that, Tank. I'm glad about it. Yeah. Bees are cool. Wasps are bastards. Yeah, I'm not a fan of wasps. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Anyway, what a lucky day with all these VIP pepperonis in here. It's really fun. Really fun. Who knows what we'll talk about tomorrow? Lord only knows. Thank you for... Hold up. Georgie says, Tony, you need to learn to play my theme song on piano. Georgie, what is your theme song? Oh, wait a minute. That was a dumb question. You mean the... hold on. Just a small town girl. What an interesting idea, Georgie. What an interesting idea. I am going to look silly, silly, silly next to Steve Perry, but I might have to try that anyway. That is a tremendous idea. Yeah, I'm embarrassed that I even had to ask that. Whatever. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, dear. You know that. Do you know any songs by Wasp? No, I don't. I really don't. Not a single one. All I know is like they were like a hair band, right? A metal hair band. That's it. That's all I know. Chief Afa, farewell, my dear. Good to see you today. You guys expect something in email before too long here. And thank you for spending time with me this morning. Good Lord, that's annoying music. Summer Smile. Horrible. Horrible music, whoever wrote that. I'm sorry. I love you all. I like you all. Thank you for spending time with me today. I will see you tomorrow morning. And in the meantime, I just want to remind you all, be good to each other. That's a new twist. I've never said that. And don't take any shit from anybody. I will see you tomorrow. Love you guys. Bye-bye.